Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 13th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Registration for the FIA's International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida is open for the conference scheduled for March 10th to 13th at the beautiful and updated Boca Resort. You don't want to miss out on this year's conference full of industry leaders and the firms that shape the industry. It is good to register early, so don't miss out. This year's conference runs Monday to Wednesday, with an opening pre-conference reception on Sunday night. JLN will be at the conference again with our video team to conduct interviews, so reach out if you are interested, have news you want to share, or opine on industry issues. Or if you want to contribute to one of our video history projects, you can sit for an interview at Boca and tell your story there. If you had any doubts about the sale of Trading Technologies being a transformative event for the company, doubt no more. Keith Todd and TT continued to build the company and develop it into a full-bodied technology provider for its trading community clients. TT today announced two new dedicated business lines, TT Compliance and TT Quantitative Trading Solutions, QTS. TT said, the two dedicated lines of business build on TT's past offerings in trade surveillance and algorithmic quantitative trading solutions that were strengthened by TT's acquisitions of Able Knowser Solutions, the industry-leading provider of transaction cost analysis, TCA, for investment managers, brokers, asset owners, and consultants in August 2023, and RCM Dash X, a technology provider of algorithmic execution strategies and quantitative trading products in March 2022. The Wall Street Journal wants the U.S. economy to hum, and so they have yet another list for those of you who don't know what to buy that special man in your life. The story is titled 31 Unique Gifts for Men Who Have Everything. I don't have everything, but more than enough. The sub-headline for the story is, our curated list for the hard-to-buy-for guy has more than a dozen clever items and not a single tie. The last part of that line about no ties is the best part. The Lamborghini Leonardo DiCaprio drove in Wolf of Wall Street sold at auction for $1.655 million last week, Barron's reported. During its Luxury Week event on December 8th, R.M. Sotheby's held a performance and luxury car auction at its New York headquarters, where the star of the show was the 25th anniversary edition 1989 Lamborghini Countach driven by DiCaprio in the movie. This iconic vehicle shattered the previous sales record for the same model by an impressive $880,000, as reported by the auction house. In an unpredictable turn of events, COP28 negotiations went into overtime yesterday, and world governments agreed to a new climate deal in Dubai today at the COP28 summit. The agreement includes a long-awaited and unprecedented call to transition away from fossil fuels, but uses vague language that could allow some countries to take minimal action. The agreement, known as the Global Stocktake, was made after an overtime marathon between countries divided over the future role of oil, gas, and coal. The final draft does not include language around a phase out or phase down of fossil fuels. Countries are called on to accelerate a global shift away from fossil fuels this decade in a just, orderly, and equitable manner, and to quit adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere entirely by mid-century. It also calls on nations to triple the amount of renewable energy, like wind and solar, used by 2030. JLN has included a roundup of stories on this historic agreement in our lead section today. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: why are U.S. stocks sluggish? Some blame a looming $5 trillion options expiration, from Reuters. Desperate retail investors drive India's options craze, from Bloomberg. And Citadel Securities revenue jumped to $1.8 billion on volatility, from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Apple makes security changes to protect users from iPhone thefts. Stolen device protection can prevent criminals from using your passcode to change your Apple account. Apple is rolling out a new security setting for iPhones following Wall Street Journal reporting about a vulnerability that allowed thieves to break into victims' devices and upend their lives. The Journal reported on a nationwide spate of thefts where criminals used iPhone owners' passcodes to change their Apple accounts, access saved passwords, steal money, and lock them out of their iCloud stored photos and videos. Thieves in New York, Chicago, New Orleans, Minneapolis, and other cities watch iPhone owners tap in their passcodes before stealing the target devices. My comment: so much of my commerce runs through my phone, from banking to my Amazon purchases. Anything Apple can do to improve security is all right by me. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Shohei Ohtani's Dodgers contract features Jerome Powell as MVP. Higher interest rates make big payments in future look less expensive now. At first glance, it seems like financial magic. The Los Angeles Dodgers have somehow figured out a way to pay the two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani $700 million while also kind of only paying him about $460 million, at least as far as Major League Baseball's luxury tax rules are concerned. My comment: the Wall Street Journal picked up on the time value of money story for the Shohei Ohtani contract. Someone else took Finance 101. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: startup that monitors space threats raises $100 million to expand satellites. Contractors spacecraft to track national threats in orbit. Threats can range from enemy satellites to space debris. True Anomaly, Inc., a U.S. startup designing military and intelligence space reconnaissance systems, raised $100 million from investors to ramp up output of a satellite that can track national threats in orbit. Riot Ventures led the Series B round with participation from Eclipse Ventures, Acme Capital, and Menlo Ventures. True Anomaly, based in the Denver area, will use the funds to hire and scale operations. The startup's valuation was not disclosed, but it is yet to reach unicorn status or more than $1 billion. My comment: one of the VC funds that contributed was Stark Industries? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. To be honest, I'm not impressed by the choices in our top story yesterday. I think the Wall Street Journal sold out or was lazy in the choices for the 45 stocking stuffers for men and women that are fun and useful. The one I would recommend is the ThermoPen. Expensive but great. I have one. Just my 2 cents. Second was Bloomberg's JP Morgan is in a fight over its client's lost $50 million fortune. In short, JP Morgan lost the client a fortune and the client is suing. Pay attention to your broker's performance. Third was from John Lothian News, JPX's strategic initiatives in response to regulatory changes and market dynamics unveiled in JLN FIA Asia interview. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies announces new dedicated business lines to fuel growth across asset classes in 2024. TT Compliance and TT Quantitative Trading Solutions build on existing strength, recent acquisitions through new strategic focus. Trading Technologies, Inc., TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, today announced the launch of two new lines of business, TT Compliance and TT Quantitative Trading Solutions, QTS, to further support the company's growth in new asset classes. The two dedicated lines of business build on TT's past offerings in trade surveillance and algorithmic/quantitative trading solutions that were strengthened by TT's acquisitions of Able Noser Solutions, the industry-leading provider of transaction cost analysis, TCA, for investment managers, brokers, asset owners, and consultants in August 2023, and RCM-X, a technology provider of algorithmic execution strategies and quantitative trading products in March 2022. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Legal hurdles stack up for Gensler's SEC. Group of hedge funds sues SEC in hopes of overturning a pair of rules related to short selling and securities lending. Gary Gensler is facing a growing number of legal challenges as the Securities and Exchange Commission chair moves forward with wide-reaching efforts to squeeze Wall Street for the benefit of investors and companies. A group of hedge funds sued the SEC on Tuesday in hopes of overturning a pair of recent rules requiring more disclosures around short selling and securities lending. The case was filed in the same conservative appeals court that looks set to kill another SEC rule aimed at getting investors more information about public companies' share repurchases. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, China convenes Hong Kong bankers in bid to revive financial hub. Moves come after top China leaders vowed to back Hong Kong's IFC role. Concern over city mount amid stock market slump and layoffs. China's financial policymakers are in Hong Kong this week meeting bankers to seek ways to bolster the city's status as a hub for investments, deals, and talent. The Ministry of Finance is convening a meeting on Wednesday with bankers as authorities step up efforts to bolster confidence, people familiar with the matter said, asking not to be identified discussing private information. HSBC Holdings PLC, Standard Charter PLC, Bank of China HK are among those invited, the people said. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.